The children of Gaza continue to bear the brunt of Israel's wanton aggression during the Gaza War and its frequent airstrikes and incursions. Israel ended its war on Gaza in 2009, an all-out war which claimed the lives of many people, including innocent children, and injured thousands others. According to psychiatrists, children, who make up nearly 60% of Gaza population, are still traumatized and psychologically scarred. Due to the ongoing Israeli blockade of the tiny coastal enclave, Gaza lacks enough centers and specialists to deal with the high volume of traumatized children.
The war has left Gazan children traumatized, and despite all the therapy that our center and other centers offer to the children of Gaza, they still suffer from various problems, including bedwetting, nail biting, aggressive behavior, among other things. There are too many traumatized children in Gaza, and they are in dire need of immediate help.
In the three-week onslaught, which started on December 27, 2008, at least 300 children were killed. Many more were injured and maimed. Although the onslaught has faded from the headlines, Gazan children continue to suffer psychologically. International volunteers have been trying to help the children and their families develop strategies to cope with trauma.
This is chronic stress because the kids are not able to escape from the situation that they were in. The attacks on Gaza in 2008-2009, over 3 weeks, that actually killed 353 children and injured over 2,000. Now, this is not only the effects on the families, but what about the brothers, the sisters, the friends, and all of those who were close to the loved ones that were lost?
Shell-shocked Gazan children are still struggling to cope with what they have been through. Their traumatic experience is visible through the drawings they make during therapy sessions.
They witnessed some of the most horrific scenes. You see all the drawings of kids in Gaza, and you know, they're not the usual drawings. You expect to see something about astronauts or something about beautiful days or playing with each other. This is of guns. This is of aircraft dropping bombs. This is of lots of blood and gore and family members. And this is no way for a child to live.
Psychiatrists say the war in Gaza is fully responsible for the high level of anxiety and depression among Gazan children.
Some physical injuries heal by time, but according to experts, it would take a lot of time and effort to heal the psychological scars of Gazan children. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.